God has a new way of operating. It's called grace.
Dr. Tony Evans explains why through grace, we're saved by what God did, not by what we do.
But so many Christians are still attached to the old way. They're not getting and reaping all the benefits that grace has to offer.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. A lot of people think heaven is populated by those who somehow manage to be good enough to make the cut. But today, Dr. Evans will help us understand how upside down that thinking is as he begins a brand new series on grace. Let's join him.
A young man went into his religious class in college, and he raised his hand, and the professor acknowledged him. What's your question? The young man said, what makes Christianity so special? What makes it think itself to be so unique from all the religions of the world? That's when the professor looked at the young man and said, young man, it can boil down to one word, and that word is grace. Every other religion is predicated on what you do for God. Christianity is predicated on what God has done for man, and that word is summarized in the one word called grace. The verse says, grow in grace. That is, grow in your understanding, grow in your experience, and your utilization of grace. I don't want you to look at the word merely as a theological term, but as an atmospheric environment. Sort of like adjusting your thermostat in the room and it changes the temperature of the room. Grace is an atmosphere in which you live and move and function. When you reduce it to a theological concept, you may know the data but not have the experience. So it is an atmosphere. It is an environment in which you are to understand and in which you are to operate. Grace is like soil. It says grow in grace, like you grow vegetables, grow out of the soil of grace. It is unfortunate that so many people do not functionally understand the term. Grace is critical to go to heaven, but grace is also critical to get heaven to you. You see, the whole thing is grace. There is a major difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament, the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. Fundamental differences. The New Covenant, New Testament, the Bible calls it a grace covenant, a grace arrangement, a grace way of operating, as opposed to the Old Covenant, which is called a law way of operating. Far too many people, even Christians, are still operating out of an old and never having transferred to the new. When I get on a plane, I watch people around me pull out their computers to do their work while I pull out my yellow pad. I pull out my yellow pad and I'm working and working and working or studying or whatever it is, and I'm writing on my yellow pad. But most everyone around me has a computer. You see, because the age of technology in which we live has graduated from a yellow pad to a computer. I have not. I am still stuck in the old covenant of pencils, pens, and yellow pieces of paper to function. While most everyone I know has moved on to the age of technology and computers. So when I mess up a word, I gotta scratch through it and rewrite it. Folk next to me are pushing buttons talking about canceled. When I mess up a paragraph, I gotta rewrite the whole paragraph. They make it disappear in a second. All because I'm stuck in the way it's always been, have not graduated into the new world in which it is. The reason why so many Christians are not experiencing what God wants us to experience is that we are stuck in a system God is no longer operating in. We haven't made the transfer from the old covenant to the new covenant, and that new covenant is called grace. Now, the reason why grace is critical for the non-Christian, it gets you to heaven, the message of grace, but for the Christian, it gives you victory. It provides the mechanism for peace. It is the mechanism for joy. It is the mechanism for power. And all of that flows through this one word called grace. That's why Peter wants you to grow in understanding it, grow in accepting it, and grow in functioning in it so you can get more benefit from it. Because as you'll see as we go along, you can cancel out what grace has to offer. So what many people don't know is they come to church while canceling out the benefit of grace. And therefore, not understanding the term or what it means and how it is to be applied to their lives, they can literally live in defeat while being more religious than ever. So, if it has become too much work being a Christian, then you need to know about grace. If your Christian life is miserable, even though you want to be a good Christian, you need to understand grace. Because it is God's liberating word. One word. But when you grow, it's like a pregnant woman. It's gonna all show up after a while. Because grace will expand and expand and expand to give you more experience of God's reality operating in your life. It is the key word for your existence. To understand grace is like a person moving to a new culture. Someone coming from overseas and now living in our country. Maybe they didn't speak English, but now they've got to learn a new language. Maybe they weren't used to freedom, and now they've got to know that they have more freedoms here than they had in their homeland, but it's not natural. They got to get used to it. You got to get used to grace, because grace is not how the world works. That's not how we function in our everyday life. We function through work and earning and effort. We do things to make things better. That's how we roll. But grace is a different culture. It operates out of a different frame of reference. And so Peter says, I want you to grow in your understanding of this thing, because when you do, you will find its ability to change things to blow your mind, literally. So what does grace mean? The Greek word charis means to show favor. It meant to show favor. So a substitute, a synonym for the word grace is favor. But it was used of a superior showing favor to an inferior. It would be the king showing favor to a peasant. And so it would be somebody up there doing something for somebody down here, that the somebody down here couldn't get done on their own apart from the somebody up here making it happen. And so it meant to show favor. A more direct definition is grace is unmerited favor. In other words, you don't earn it. You can't earn grace. A even bigger definition is grace is the inexhaustible supply of God's goodness, whereby he does for us what we could never do for ourselves. It is the inexhaustible. It has no end to it. It is the inexhaustible favor or goodness of God doing for us what we could not do for ourselves, what we do not deserve, what we could not earn, and what we never could repay. It is what God does for us independent of us. Grace emanates from God to us without us. It is a whole new world of operating. But it's a world we're not used to. And unfortunately, it is a world we're not trained to operate in. And so we wind up either not operating in it at all or operating dually.
Dr. Evans has a perfect example of this idea in his pocket. He'll take it out and tell us about it in just a moment when he continues this first message from his brand new series, The Magnificent Grace of God. First, I want to tell you about a short book that makes a perfect follow-up for the series we're beginning today. It's called The Grace of God. We're helpless to make it to heaven or make it through life on our own. But God has done it for us through the incredible gift of grace Dr. Evans has been talking to us about. This short, easy-to-read resource will take you deeper into how grace works, how it changes us, and how we can avoid getting in its way. We want you to have a copy of The Grace of God to help build your confidence in what God is doing inside you. So we'll send you a copy as our gift when you support Tony's work here on the air and around the world with a contribution of any size, large or small. And if you contact us right away, we'll include CDs of all 12 full-length messages in his brand new series, The Magnificent Grace of God, along with a companion DVD packed with follow-up Bible study content from Tony. Get details today before this limited-time offer runs out. Visit TonyEvans.org or call 1-800-800-3222, where staff members are always on hand to help with resource needs. That's 1-800-800-3222. Dr. Evans will come back with more of today's lesson after this.
Journey to a time of kings and prophets. Witness epic battles and miraculous events. Live the greatest adventures ever told, straight from the pages of the Bible. The Tony Evans Training Center provides more than just world-class training in a learn-at-your-own-pace environment. It strives to make the books of the Bible come alive. We'll take you deep into God's Word so that you can experience it in a life-changing way. Begin your journey today at TonyEvansTraining.org. That's TonyEvansTraining.org. Explore the kingdom anytime, anywhere.
Now, the folks who know me know that I have a flip phone. It's a flip phone. I don't appreciate you laughing at me. It's a flip phone. I don't appreciate it. Most of my phone calls come to this phone. This is my general use operating tool. I roll with this phone. This is how I roll. Okay, y'all don't have to carry it that far. People who call me on my flip phone. Now, technology is beyond this. This is what you call old school. Okay? It's my flip phone. But works for me. you know? It rings. People talk. I talk back. You know why I still have a flip phone? Because I've always had one. I'm used to it. I'm comfortable with it. Because this is me. But I also have an iPhone. Now, my iPhone is what's happening now. This phone is only used for certain people to call me on. I don't give out this general number. I give out my flip phone number. And when I call somebody with my iPhone, it shows no caller number. There is no number. So you can't call me back on this phone. So don't even think it. But the reason why I had to get this phone, even though I have this phone, is this phone is limited in what it can do. See, I can't get text on this phone. I can't even push a speaker button on this phone. But I've been with it so long, and I've been so used to it, that I don't want to give it up, even though I don't need it. See, I don't need it, because this phone will do what this phone does, but so much more. So everybody's trying to get me to grow in iPhone-ness. So that I can maximize a tool that I have that I hardly use. Now, I must concur, I have grown a little bit. I now receive a text that I cannot receive on this phone. I will now, after years, respond to a text with a text. I will do that. My staff sends me emails. I will read the email, but I have never, ever, ever sent an email. I don't know what it is to send back an email. I pick up this phone and call them back when they send me an email. Because even though I have so much more, I'm so used to the old covenant phone, that the new covenant offers me so much more, but I just haven't gotten comfortable with it yet. I'm better than I was. But everybody keeps telling me all that I'm losing by not learning this and sticking too committed to this. They're telling me all that I'm losing. I mean, when I need to learn somewhere to go, I tell people, tell me, and I write it down. You give me directions, I'm going to take out a pencil and piece of paper, and I'm going to write it down. I'm going to put that paper in front of my steering wheel, and I'm going to find where I need to go. But they tell me there's this woman named Siri. Some woman I don't even know. And Siri will talk to me. And Siri will guide me and lead me to where I need to go. I'm told I don't have to write anything down because there's this strange woman in my phone. Some woman I don't even know, never met, want to talk to me. And will guide me if I just give the lady a hearing. But I'm so used to the old covenant. They give me a piece of paper and I'm good. I'm told that when I get stuck in traffic, I was stuck in traffic not too long ago, I call back the office to find out, is there another way? They tell me there's an app called Waze. And if I would just grow in my understanding of this device, ways will lead me to where I need to go. In other words, it's my refusal to shift phones that keeps me antiquated and keeps me limited and not fully experiencing all the new technology has to offer. God has a new way of operating. It's called grace. But so many Christians are still attached to the old way. They're not getting and reaping all the benefits that grace has to offer. Grace offers an inexhaustible supply of God's goodness, and it introduces you to a whole new world of operating. So let's look at the ingredients of grace. Let me let you understand the ingredients of this unmerited favor. First of all, we need to understand that grace is always free. Romans 3:24 says, justified freely by his grace. Revelation 21:6 says, it's without cost. Revelation 22:13 says, it is without cost. There are no strings attached. So let's get this in your mind, because I know it's not normal. Grace is free. Have you ever seen somebody or seen a TV ad and say, this is free, but when you show up, there's a cost? Would you be insulted if you invited somebody over for dinner, you made them a nice meal, and then they said, how much do I owe you? That would be insulting, because you didn't invite them over for them to pay. It was free, and you wanted it to be free. The Bible calls grace a gift, to emphasize it. On your birthday, you get a gift. You don't pay for the gift on your birthday. All you did to get the gift was be born. And they bring it to your birthday. You don't offer to pay for it. And if somebody brought you a gift on your birthday and then took your money, you no longer can call that free. Romans 4, verses 4 and 5 says, it is not a wage to be earned. Let me ask you, at the end of the week when they give you your paycheck, is that a gift? Did they say, let me give you a gift? I want to bless you. No, they pay you for service performed, at least for most people. Some folks just show up, they don't work. But they're paying you for work done because it is earned. Grace cannot be earned. The moment you charge grace, you cancel grace. And you insult the grace giver. So this is a different way of thinking. This is a different way of operating, because grace is always free.
Dr. Evans will come back tomorrow with more on how we can embrace that different way of thinking when he continues this message from his brand new series, The Magnificent Grace of God. And if you'd like to hear the full-length version that includes material we won't have time to bring you on the air, it's yours with our thanks when you visit TonyEvans.org and make a contribution of any size to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. Along with it, you'll get the Grace of God follow-up book and resource DVD I told you about earlier. Again, that's TonyEvans.org, or call our resource center at 1-800-800-3222, where team members are available around the clock to help you. 1-800-800-3222. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans will dig deeper into the concept of grace and take a closer look at why grace isn't the alternative to right living, but the doorway to it. I hope you'll be with us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.